Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Sacramento outscoring Portland 58-23 in the last 19 and a half minutes. And with that, the angst, the anger, the disappointment comes to an end. The Sacramento Kings are going to the playoffs.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding.
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Hello, and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore here with Mark Schindler for your Wednesday night update. Coming up, the Kings light the beam and clinch a playoff berth. KD is back, and 40 is the new 30 in the NBA. Before we start, don't forget you can get this podcast with no ads by subscribing at theathletic.com/NBA show. Just $1 a month right now for the best sports coverage in the business. We got to jump right in, Mark, because I am excited. For the first time since 2006, the Sacramento Kings are going to the playoffs with a big win, 120-80 over the Portland Trailblazers. They clinch their first playoff berth in 17 years. Mark, what were you doing in 2006?
Well, Dave, I was in third grade in 2006. So it's been a minute since the Kings have been here. I'm ecstatic for that fan base. I know a lot of really great Kings fans, some of my favorite people to interact with, and I just couldn't be happier, man. This team has been a joy to watch all year. I think there was a lot of sentiments among you, me, anybody else working in media that maybe this was going to just be a nice story for the first 2 months and peter out. And that just hasn't been the case, man. They've played some of their best basketball over the last month and a half. And to see them finally, you know, get this moment has been really cool.
Yeah, and they did it without signing a major free agent. You know, they did make a big trade. They got Domantas Sabonis for Tyrese Haliburton, which a lot of people didn't like that trade, but it has worked out for this team. Another guy that's worked out for this team, De'Aaron Fox, he had 18 points in this game. Rookie Keegan Murray made his 188th three-pointer of the season, and that's the most ever by a rookie in NBA history. Keegan Murray contributing to this team as a rookie plays a big part in this, and Coach Mike Brown plays a huge part in this. The guy that I think should be the runaway favorite, if not unanimous, voted for coach of the year. Mike Brown just doing a great job. And the biggest thing, man, it is a great story because we like to see these small markets, or at least, you know, traditionally small markets, and the teams that have struggled to make the playoffs. We love to see success because we want a league where everybody has a chance to win. But in particular, man, this team, they've been the butt of jokes for as long as I've been doing this job. And for at least tonight, we can't really make any jokes about the Kings because they're going to the playoffs. So congratulations to the Kings. Congratulations to Kings fans. But Wednesday night was kind of nuts. Kevin Durant came back for the first time in a few weeks, made his home debut with the Phoenix Suns in a win over the Timberwolves. And it was a win that the Suns needed to stay ahead of the Clippers since they also won tonight. But we'll get to that in a minute. I want to start with KD because his return is actually more important to the story of this season, or how the rest of the season goes, in my opinion, than even the Kings making the playoffs. Because if Kevin Durant is MVP level Kevin Durant, then I think the Suns should be the favorites to come out of the West and make the finals. How do you think he looked tonight?
Definitely rusty. I mean, he mentioned it after the game. It was, you know, he was defended really well to his credit. To the Wolves' credit too. Like, I thought Jaden McDaniels was really good on him. Obviously throwing a lot of two to the ball on KD. It wasn't just a one-man effort. Kyle Anderson played a bunch on him. Like, there was a lot there where it was like, oh, okay, well, yeah, he wasn't quite himself then. He had 16 points and 18 shots. That's not a typical KD night. But I do think exactly like you're mentioning, in terms of just having that player who changes the formula to the level that he can, somebody who can just force defenses to have to, you know, throw two to the ball. To have that guy out there alongside Devin Booker and Chris Paul, I thought was instrumental in opening things up for what they did tonight, even without him being, you know, his usual self as a scorer. And even having him out there defensively, you get the extra length, you get the extra size, and just know-how on that end. And I think you saw a lot that really shifted things into place and was really important for them tonight in getting that win.
Yeah, and on the other side, the Timberwolves were kind of a mess for most of the night. So, you know, credit to them for the score being as close as it was. They have some sort of intestinal flu going through the team. Most of the guys on the roster were actually questionable to even play and were late additions to the active roster for tonight. Rudy Gobert had 5 offensive fouls in this game. They were just, you know, they were getting beat on effort plays, I thought, down the stretch. They looked exhausted. They looked like a team that had the flu running through it. And especially late, you know, Anthony Edwards, 31 points in essentially a flu game for him. There's not much you can take away from this for me from a effort level for the Timberwolves down the stretch because, you know, they've been sick. I will say some of the late game execution, they were down 6. And for some reason, this is like super late, you know, 20 seconds left. And for some reason, they're running a you know, mid-range post-up for Karl-Anthony Towns just because he had a mismatch. Didn't really make a lot of sense to me, but I think as they sort of find their footing, adding him back into the lineup, it's just showing some of the warts of the fit that they've got there when they're at full strength.
Yeah, I think the hope is that they can really figure that out down the stretch, which, again, tall task with how few games are left, but we've seen them really do some good things in March. Obviously, you know, they were in the 6th seed before tonight, falling down to 7 now. But I think looking at the total body of work and what they've started to do lately, even with what tonight was, I think you saw some really good stuff from Kat. Obviously, the turnovers were tough. But like just adding that guy who the drives, the way that he's attacking the basket, I think adds an element that this team, like when he's, you know, not been healthy, has missed. And I think, you know, figuring that out obviously is the biggest aspect of getting them to that next level and being even more competitive in the playoffs. But I think that's what makes me excited about watching the last few games for them.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, after a night off against the Nuggets, James Harden and Joel Embiid were back for the Sixers, and they got their 50th win against the, I think we can only call them sad right now, the sad Dallas Mavericks, 116-108. Joel Embiid was awesome in this game, 25 points, 9 rebounds. Looked easy for him, to be honest with you. You know, not a lot of size that he had to contend with on the other side, and frankly, he looked like the MVP. I mean, you know, whatever's going on with the calf didn't seem to bother him too much. He only had to play 33 minutes in this game. But I don't think Philly is the big story here. To me, the story is the Mavericks, which, look, Philly is a better team. No one should have expected the Dallas Mavericks to go into Philly and pick up a win tonight. But after the game, Kyrie Irving, you know, he tried to lay out the situation, called it a cluster. And I think that if you only take that out of context, right, if you only hear him say that, you really are missing the meat of what he was trying to say was, you know, this is an entirely new roster. And I know I'm sitting here defending Kyrie Irving post-game comments, but the truth is he's right. It's a new roster, and it's not a great fit. They don't really have a lot of defensive players, Mark. Nobody should have expected them to win this game, but they've now lost 3 of their last 4, and this is a team that after Wednesday night, they sit a full game outside of the play-in.
Yeah, it's hard to even be like too frustrated about this one because this is just the trajectory that they've been on, man. Like have been just pretty wayward. I mean, Christian Wood only played 12 minutes tonight, which was like kind of the sneaky under the radar thing. Like that's obviously, you know, that's been what we've been trending towards the last couple of weeks. I mean, he was getting eaten alive when he was out there. Obviously, you know, he has no ability to really contend with Joel, and the offense hasn't been there for him either. But this team just, they need the offseason here. I think it's, to me, it's so much less about, can they make a playoff push? I'm like, I'm just ready for their season to be done so that they can actually start to make moves that aren't just half measures. Like this isn't anything about, you know, the quote unquote, was the Kyrie trade like bad for the Mavs? It was more, okay, well, you get Kyrie here. Now you got to figure everything else out. Cause this is just, I mean, talk to anybody, man, this is a barren roster and what they need to do. Obviously too, like the buy-in is not there. That's so much of what the defense is this year, and rather what the defense isn't. Granted, they don't have the guys to be like a top 10 defense, but they have more than enough to be better than what they have been. And again, that when you add that to the confluence of factors with all of the post-game comments, with everything we've heard from Jason Kidd, everything we've heard and seen from Luka, like the vibes are just wretched. And it's time for the season to be over for the Mavericks.
Yeah, it's a mess. I'm tired of watching it. I was told that the Milwaukee Bucks had a good defense, Mark. How did they give up 136 points to the Indiana Pacers? Look, I guess it's a good thing that they scored 149 points in regulation against the Pacers to pick up their 55th win of the season, the best team in the league right now. And Drew Holiday had 51 points in this game, a career high for Drew Holiday, who I think is, you know, probably the first or second best guard defender in the league. Must be a nice luxury to have your best guard defender also be able to have 50.
Yeah, this game, if we could rework the Geneva Convention, like this should be outlawed. Like this was just wild, man. Like you know me, I will watch any and all basketball. I love basketball, but this was like, man, the Pacers threw everything in the box at Drew Holiday, but the execution was just so poor. Like, I don't want to discount Drew. Like, having a 50 ball is having a 50 ball. Like, it was a near triple-double, too, but that defense was atrocious.
He did it in 32 minutes, and he fouled so out. Bad. He fouled out. This is one of the most amazing 50-point games in NBA history because he fouled out. And we should mention Giannis stat padding, 38 points, 17 rebounds, 12 assists, just absolutely dominant. And he ended a career tonight with a two-handed just monster poster, which you don't get a lot of two-handed poster dunks from anyone, but Giannis manages to pull that off. The Clippers pick up a big win over the Memphis Grizzlies, keeping pace right behind the Phoenix Suns after their win earlier over the Wolves. And we've got to talk about Russell Westbrook because there was no Kawhi Leonard in this game out for personal reasons. Paul George still out with the knee injury that's probably going to keep him out at least until the playoffs and maybe through the first round. Who do they lean on, Mark?
Russell Westbrook.
That's right. Russell Westbrook picks up the slack, 36 points, 13 of 18 from the field, 5 of 5 from 3. He also had 10 assists, 2 blocks, the first Clipper ever to have over 35 points, 10 assists, and 2 blocks. Thanks to Clippers PR for that one. And he led the way. Russell Westbrook with a vintage game, Mark.
Yeah, he was awesome tonight, man. It was really just fun to watch, too, because you saw the Clippers open up the playbook a little bit more to try and get him going downhill with optimal spacing. Like, I think that's what I enjoyed watching the most, was, like, just seeing, like, oh, hey, you know, they're actually kind of running some stuff. But on top of that, too, like, worth noting, like, obviously, Jaren Jackson didn't play. I think that played a part in what was or wasn't the defense for the Grizz tonight. But I mean, the biggest story was they had nothing to stop Russ. Like they couldn't stop him at the rim. They couldn't stop him on the perimeter. Basically anything getting Russ, especially they ran a ton of guard screens with Bones Highland for Russ late. And Bones was really good tonight as well too. I mean, maybe his best game as a Clipper, which was really good to see as well. Robert Covington had 27.
Like, hey, my guy Bones had a crazy over the top of his head backwards pass to
sick
plum dog underneath the basket for a dunk. And look, here's the thing about the Clippers, man. 22 of 37 from three. They shot 60% from three. They made 22 threes and 23 free throws. And there's just not a lot of times you're going to lose games when you hit those kind of numbers. So, I mean, this is a good win for the Clippers. For Memphis, doesn't really matter all that much. Doesn't drag them down the standings. You know, they pretty much are set, I think, in that two spot. But the Clippers, it keeps them right on the heels of the Suns. And with the Lakers picking up a win over the Bulls, thanks to 38 points from Anthony Davis, we got to update the playoff race, Mark, because this is how it is every single night. I'm literally watching the standings right as I'm watching games. So the first set of games end, I have to look at the standings so I kind of see the context of the evening games. And right now, we have the Golden State Warriors are just, they seem like they might be locked in at that sixth seed. They have a one-game lead over the Timberwolves after the Wolves lost tonight against the Suns. The Lakers and the Pelicans are 38 and 38. They are a half game back of the Timberwolves in the 8 and 9 seeds, respectively. And then you have the Thunder, a half game back of both of those teams in the 10th spot. And then the Mavericks, a full game behind the Thunder. By the way, we didn't even mention this. The Thunder pick up a big win against the Pistons. So the Pistons have been playing very competitive basketball here lately for a bad young team. They've been in a lot of games, and they're kind of doing this perfectly because they're still losing. And they lost to the Thunder thanks to J-Dub. Jalen Williams with a putback buzzer beater after a chaotic finish there, Mark. You watched the end of that. I mean, Jalen Williams somehow was going to make himself felt in that game, and no better way than a little tip-in.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome from him. Just exactly like you mentioned, having a game come down late like that, and then finishing it up off, exactly like you mentioned, the tip and dunk after a late like jump ball with like 11 seconds left. Weird game, but with a clutch, fun way to end it.
Clutch jump ball victory by Lou Dort. Josh Giddey rescues the ball from going out of bounds, puts the shot up, and J-Dub, Jalen Williams, there with the putback, and I'm still frustrated that there's going to be two guys named Jalen Williams that are going to be pretty decent, and they're both going to be on the Thunder. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Thank you guys for listening. For Mark Schindler, I'm Dave DeFore. Mark, let's get out of here.
Ding, ding, y'all.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.